In Europe, lead pipes have been used for a very long time. They rely on the fact that the water supplies in Europe are supplying hard water. The hard water then builds a deposit of calcium carbonate very quickly on the surface of the lead pipe. And as long as nobody ever uses soft water in the pipe, everything's fine. But if they do inadvertently put soft water into those lead pipes, then it dissolves the calcium carbonate, it then dissolves the lead, and you quickly rise to toxic levels of lead floating around in drinking water supply. So lead pipe was used because it's a convenience for plumbers. They could bend the stuff, deal with it very easily, but it's a pretty poor solution if you understand your water chemistry reasonably well. Sewage sludge, which was the stuff I was hoping they were going to talk about in the laboratory in town then, is that solid that you saw at the end of the process off that belt up at Port Douglas. That material then is often reused because it contains lots of nutrients. The only issue is lead and other heavy metals that are present in that. If they find elevated levels, then they've got to dump that material into a special dump that coats with toxic waste. When you are looking at a mine dump that's been involved in a lead zinc mine, for instance, then at the outset, they're trying to get as much lead as possible out of the ore, but the technology invariably leaves behind whatever metal you're interested in. So a classic case is gold mining. When I was in a small town in South Africa, which is a gold mining town, they originally opened mines back in about 1860 or something like that. For them to bother mining the gold at that point, they had to visibly see gold in quartz seams, and so there's massive gold present. So they quickly went through and they took out those high concentration ores, and the dumps that were left behind were then re-looked at the start of the next century, and they then stripped that down with the technology that they had, and they then took those mine dumps later on when I was there, and we're reworking them again with better technology still. So all of these things saying that as technology becomes more advanced, you're able to get an economic return out of these reused ores simply by enhancing your recovery of the metal. So a lead zinc ore, for instance, will still contain lead at the end of the day. In addition to leaving behind lead, they still leave behind some sulfur. That acidification then ensures that the remaining finely ground up lead is mobilised, so there's often pollution around those sort of mine dumps. Duck shooting is very popular around the globe, and so invariably around duck ponds that involve duck shooting, there will be very elevated levels of lead pollution. Sort of amounts, the US shooting range are 400 to 600 tonnes of lead a day. What's used in shooting ranges in the US. So we're not talking like the odd little pallet or something like that. They put a fair bit of lead out there into the environment.